Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Last month, climate scientists lost one of their most engaging researchers. Gordon Hamilton was a world-renowned glaciologist at the University of Maine. He studied the relationship between ice sheets and oceans, and he died last month in Antarctica when his snowmobile plunged into a glacial crevasse while he was mapping a trail. Hamilton was just 50 years old. Jessica Shike, Ellen Enderlin, and Fiamma Strano are three researchers who worked with Hamilton, and they remember his passion for science and exploration and the importance of his work.
The first time I was in the field with him, we were looking at the end of Russell Glacier, and there was a little stream. We were talking about various pieces of ice that might break off soon and making observations about the glacier, and we heard this loud crack, and he kind of looked around, and he looked at the stream, and he looked at our feet. We were probably standing about 50 feet from the stream, and he looked at me, and he goes, "Get to higher ground."
I came to Maine to specifically work on a project for Gordon. I went and did field work with him in southeast Greenland about 2 years ago, and we brought along a high school student that was a daughter of one of his friends, and we were in a helicopter and we flew out onto the glacier and we landed and put out this GPS unit and went to climb back into the helicopter and it suddenly took off. And so she and I were sort of freaking out and we were sort of looking at each other, and I look over at Gordon and he's just smiling. He just loved being in the field and he loved his research, and that was just his personality. He was just easygoing, and he knew what he was doing, and he was confident, and that made you feel a lot more confident as well. You always hear this term, at a glacial pace. It's, you know, a well-known expression that's supposed to mean very slowly, and glaciers are actually moving really quickly, and it's really unprecedented, and we didn't realize that they were changing so rapidly until maybe 20 years ago, and he wanted to know why they were changing so quickly. And to the best of my knowledge, he was actually the first person that really worked a great deal with oceanographers in Greenland, realizing, well, these glaciers, they contact the ocean and the ocean is melting them. And that's probably something that's really important.
He was always very, well, we have to go to these places. We have to collect these data. But there wasn't, you know, I have to go. I have to be the hero that's doing this research. It was hard to get an email from him when he was in the field that didn't say, you know, this was amazing today. We saw the best northern lights I've ever seen. Or, you know, I just saw a sunset on the fjord that was amazing. So he never stopped looking at the beauty of this landscape. And I think the notion of preserving it for future generations was very present.
That was Jessica Shike, Ellen Enderlin, and Fiamma Strano, remembering University of Maine climate scientist Gordon Hamilton, who died last month in Antarctica. He was 50 years old.